Today's audio devotional was made possible thanks to the generous efforts and support of Belfield Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You can find this podcast and many others like it at devocast.com. Thanks for listening. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God by walking in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Daniel 9:9-10. Lord, I have sinned against you. I have rebelled against your holy laws. I have gone and done what I should not do, following my own sinful desires. As well, I have neglected to do what you have called me to do. There is no health in me, and I am lost. Forgive me and bring me back to your fold. I ask this through the atoning sacrifice of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Jesus is my master, and I trust wholly in him who raised Jesus from the dead to accomplish his purposes in me. The lesson is from the book of 1 Chronicles.
Chapter 4. The sons of Judah: Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reaiah, the son of Shobal, fathered Jahath, and Jahath fathered Ahumai and Lehud. These were the clans of the Zorathites. These were the sons of Etam: Jezreel, Ishma, and Ebash. And the name of their sister was Hazelelponi, and Penuela fathered Gedor, and Ezer fathered Husha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratath, the father of Bethlehem. Ashur, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Halilah and Na'arah. Na'arah bore him Ahuzam, Hefir, Timnai, and Hahashtarai. These were the sons of Naraha, the sons of Hela, Zerith, Izhar, and Ethnan. Kaz fathered Anub, Zobiba, and the clans of Harhel, the son of Harum. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." Jabez called upon God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, so that it might not bring me pain." And God granted what he asked. Cherlub, the brother of Shuhath, fathered Mehir, who fathered Eshton. Eshton fathered Beth-Rapha, Paseah, and Tihina, the father of Ira-Nahash. These are the men of Rekah, the sons of Kenaz, Othniel, and Saraiah, and the sons of Othniel, Hathnath, and Merinotai. Merinotai fathered Ophrah, and Sarihah fathered Joab, the father of Gihrashim, so called because they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Eru, Elah, and Naham, and the son of Elah, Kenez. The sons of Jehalel, Zipha, Tiriah, and Asherel. The sons of Ezra, Jether, Merid, Epher, and Jalon. These are the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Merud married, and she conceived and bore Miriam, Shemaiah, and Ishba, the father of Ishtemeo. And his Judahite wife bore Jerud, the father of Jadar, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jehuthiel, father of Zanoah. The sons of the wife of Hodiah, the sister of Nahum, were the fathers of Kelilah the Garmite, and Eshtemoah the Makitite. The sons of Shimon, Ammon, Rena, Benhanan, and Telon. The sons of Ishi, Noheth, and Ben-Zohath. The sons of Selah, the son of Judah, the father of Lekah, Lada, the father of Marisha, and the clans of the house of linen workers at Beth Ashbia, and Jochim, and the men of Koseba, and Joash, and Seraph, who ruled in Moab and returned to Lehum. Now the records are ancient. These were the potters who were inhabitants of Natam and Gerda. They lived there in the king's service. The sons of Simeon, Nemuel, Jamin, Jerib, Zerah, Shaul. Shalom was his son, Mibsam his son, Mishma his son. The sons of Mishma, Hamul his son, Zachor his son, Shemiah his son. Shemiah had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, nor did all their clan multiply like the men of Judah. They lived in Beersheba, Molada, Hasur Shual, Bilhal, Ezrim, Tolad, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazur Susim, Beth Birrai, and Sharaim. These were their cities until David reigned. And their villages were Etam, Ain, Rimron, Tochen, and Ashan, 5 cities, along with all their villages that were around these cities as far as Baal. These were their settlements, and they kept a genealogical record. Meshobab, Jamalek, Joshan, the son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, the son of Joshabiah, the son of Saraiah, son of Ashiel, Eloniah, Jacoboah, Jeshuhaniah, Azariah, Adil, Jeshimiel, Benaniah, Zizai, the son of Shephani, son of Alon, son of Jediah, son of Shimri, son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were princes in their clans, and their fathers' houses increased greatly. They journeyed to the entrance of Gader, to the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks, where they found rich, good pasture, and the land was very broad, quiet, and peaceful, for the former inhabitants there belonged to Ham. These, registered by name, came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and destroyed their tents, and the Mehunites who were found there, and marked them for destruction to this day, and settled in their place, because there was a pasture there for their flocks. And some of them, 500 men of the Simeonites went to Mount Seir, having as their leaders Pelatiah, Nearahiah, Rehophiah, and Uzziel, the sons of Ishi, and they defeated the remnant of the Amalekites who had escaped, and they have lived there to this day. Chapter 5. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel. For he was the firstborn, but because he defiled his father's couch, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, so that he could not be enrolled as the oldest son. Though Judah became strong among his brothers, and a chief came from him, yet the birthright belonged to Joseph. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Hanuk, Palul, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Joel, Shemaiah his son, Gog his son, Shemiah his son, Micah his son, Reahah his son, Baal his son, Bera his son, whom Tilgath-Pilazar, king of Assyria, carried away into exile. He was a chief of the Reubenites, and his kinsmen by their clans. When the genealogy of their generations was recorded, the chief Jeriel and Zechariah and Bela, the son of Azaz, son of Shema, son of Joel, who lived in Aurora, as far as Nebu and Baal-Meon. He also lived to the east as far as the entrance of the desert this side of the Euphrates, because their livestock had multiplied in the land of Gilead. And in the days of Saul, they waged war against the Hagritites, who fell into their hand, and they lived in their tents throughout all the region east of Gilead. The sons of Gad lived over against them in the land of Bashan as far as Saleka. Joel the chief, Zaphram the second, Janiah and Safat in Bashan, and their kinsmen according to their father's houses, Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Jeriah, Jachan, Zia, and Eber, seven. These were the sons of Abihail, the son of Hurhi, son of Jeroah, son of Gilead, son of Michael, son of Jeshishai, son of Jadu, son of Buz. Ahai, the son of Abidel, son of Gunai, was chief in their father's houses, and they lived in Gilead, in Bashan, and in its towns, and in all the pasture lands of Sharon to their limits. All of these were recorded in genealogies in the days of Jotham, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. The Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh had valiant men who carried shield and sword and drew the bow, expert in war, 44,760 able to go to war. They waged war against the Hagritites, Jetur, Naphish, and Nodab. And when they prevailed over them, the Hagritites and all who were with them were given into their hands, for they cried out to God in the battle, and he granted their urgent plea because he trusted in them. They carried off their livestock, 50,000 of their camels, 250,000 sheep, 2,000 donkeys, and 100,000 men alive. For many fell because the war was of God, and they lived in their place until the exile. The members of the half-tribe of Manasseh lived in the land. They were very numerous from Bashan to Baalel Hamron, Seir and Mount Hermon. They were the heads of their fathers' houses, Ephir, Ishi, Elil, Azriel, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel, mighty warriors, famous men, heads of their fathers' houses. But they broke faith with the God of their fathers, and whored after the gods of the people of the land, whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, the spirit of Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and he took them into exile, namely the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Halel, Habor, Hara, and the river Goshen to this day. Chapter 6. The Sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The Sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. The Children of Amram, Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. The Sons of Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar fathered Phinehas. Phinehas fathered Abishua. Abishua fathered Bukai. Bukai fathered Uzzi. Uzzi fathered Zerahiah. Zerahiah fathered Marioth. Marioth fathered Amariah. Amariah fathered Ahitub. Ahitub fathered Zadok. Zadok fathered Ahimaaz. Ahimaaz fathered Azariah. Azariah fathered Johanan. Johanan fathered Azariah. It was he who served as priest in the house that Solomon built in Jerusalem. Azariah fathered Amariah. Amariah fathered Ahitub. Ahitub fathered Zadok. Zadok fathered Shalom. Shalom fathered Hilkiah. Hilkiah fathered Azariah. Azariah fathered Seraiah. Seraiah fathered Jehozadak. Jehozadak went into exile when the Lord sent Judah and Jerusalem into exile by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi, Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershom, Libni and Shimei. The sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. The sons of Merari, Mahli and Mushi. These are the clans of the Levites according to their fathers. Of Gershom, Libni his son, Jahath his son, Zimmah his son, Joah his son, Edu his son, Zerah his son, Jerahrethi his son. The sons of Kohath, Amminadab his son, Korah his son, Aser his son, Elkanah his son, Ibasab his son, Asir his son, Tahath his son, Uriel his son, Uzziah his son, Shaul his son. The sons of Elkanah, Amasai and Ahimoth. Elkanah his son, Zophai his son, Nahath his son, Elab his son, Jeroham his son, Elkanah his son. The sons of Samuel, Joel his firstborn, the second Abijah. The sons of Merari, Mahli, Libni his son, Shimei his son, Uzzah his son, Shemaiah his son, Haggai his son, and Azariah his son. These are the men whom David put in charge of the service of song in the house of the Lord after the ark rested there. They ministered with song before the tabernacle of the tent of meeting until Solomon built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and they performed their service according to their order. These are the men who served, and their sons. Of the sons of the Kohathites, Heman the singer, the son of Joel, son of Samuel, son of Elkanah, son of Jeroham, son of Eliel, son of Toa, son of Zuf, son of Elkanah, son of Mahath, son of Amasai, son of Elkanah, son of Joel, son of Azariah, son of Zephaniah, son of Tahath, son of Aser, son of Ibbesath, son of Korah, son of Izhar, son of Kohath, son of Levi, son of Israel, and his brother Asaph, who stood on his right hand, namely Asaph, the son of Berachai, son of Simei, son of Michael, son of Bathasiah, son of Malchiah, son of Ithni, son of Zerah, son of Adiah, son of Ethan, son of Zimmah, son of Shimri, son of Jahath, son of Gershom, son of Levi. On the left hand were their brothers, the sons of Merahai, Ethan, the son of Kishi, the son of Abdi, son of Maluk, son of Hashabiah, son of Amaziah, son of Hilkiah, son of Amzi, son of Bani, son of Shemer, son of Mali, son of Mushai, son of Merai, son of Levi. And their brothers, the Levites, were appointed for all the service of the tabernacle of the house of God. But Aaron and his sons made offerings on the altar of burnt offering and on the altar of incense for all the work of the most holy place, and to make atonement for Israel according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. These are the sons of Aaron: Eleazar his son, Phinehas his son, Abishua his son, Bukki his son, Uzi his son, Zerahiah his son, Merahioth his son, Amariah his son, Ahitub his son, Zadok his son, Ahimaaz his son. These are their dwelling places according to their settlements within their borders. To the sons of Aaron of the clans of the Kohathites, for theirs was the first lot, to them they gave Hebron in the land of Judah and its surrounding pasture lands. But the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. To the sons of Aaron they gave the cities of refuge, Hebron, Libnah, with its pasture lands, Jatir, Eshtemoa, with its pasture lands, Hillin, with its pasture lands, Debir, with its pasture lands, Asan, with its pasture lands, and Beth Shemesh, with its pasture lands, and from the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon, Geba, with its pasture lands, Elameth, with its pasture lands, Anoath, with its pasture lands. All their cities throughout their clans were 13. To the rest of the Kohathites was given by lot out of the clan of the tribe, out of the half tribe, the half of Manasseh, 10 cities. To the Gershomites, according to their clans, were allotted 13 cities out of the tribes of Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and Manasseh in Bashan. To the Merarites, according to their clans, were allotted 12 cities out of the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. So the people of Israel gave the Levites the cities with their pasture lands. They gave them by lot out of the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin, these cities that are mentioned by name. And some of the clans of the sons of Kohath had cities of their territory out of the tribe of Ephraim. They were given the cities of refuge, Shechem with its pasture lands in the hill country of Ephraim, Gezer with its pasture lands, Jokmeam with its pasture lands, Beth Horon with its pasture lands, Aijalon with its pasture lands, Gath Rimron with its pasture lands, and out of the half tribe of Manasseh, Anir with its pasture lands, and Belim with its pasture lands, for the rest of the clans of the Kohathites. To the Gershomites was given out of the clan of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Golan in Bashan with its pasture lands, and Ashtaroth with its pasture lands. And out of the tribe of Issachar, Kedesh with its pasture lands, Jabareth with its pasture lands, Ramoth with its pasture lands, and Anim with its pasture lands. Out of the tribe of Asher, Mashal with its pasture lands, Abdon with its pasture lands, Hukuk with its pasture lands, and Rehob with its pasture lands. And out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kedesh in Galilee with its pasture lands, Haman with its pasture lands, and Kirathaim with its pasture lands. To the rest of the Merarites were allotted out of the tribe of Zebulun, Rimmon with its pasture lands, Tabor with its pasture lands, and beyond the Jordan at Jericho, on the east side of the Jordan, out of the tribe of Reuben, Basir in the land of the wilderness with its pasture lands, Jazzah with its pasture lands, Kedemoth with its pasture lands, and Mephatath with its pasture lands. And out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead with its pasture lands, Mahanim with its pasture lands, Heshbon with its pasture lands, and Jazir with its pasture lands.
Meditate and dwell on what you're paying attention to in God's Word. How has it connected with your heart or mind? O God, you are the author of peace and lover of harmony. Knowing you determines my eternal life, and in your service is perfect freedom. Defend me, your humble servant, from all of the assaults of my enemies. I trust in you alone for my defense, so that I will not fear the power of any of my adversaries. Through the might of Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. O Lord, my heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought me to the beginning of this day. Defend me today with your almighty power and grant that I not fall into any sin or run into any kind of danger. Instead, grant that all my actions be ordered by your governance to do always what is righteous in your sight, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Almighty and everlasting God, who alone works great marvels, send down on the clergy, church leadership, and all congregations committed to their charge the healthful spirit of your grace, that they might all truly please you, pour out on them the continual dew of your blessing. Grant this, O Lord, for the honor of my advocate and mediator, Jesus Christ. God of history, you gave glimpses of your redemption plan in the symbols and ceremonies of the Old Testament law. You sparked hope and faith in your prophets. I thank you that these lights have been eclipsed by the brilliance of my Savior Jesus Christ's birth, life, death, and resurrection. O Lord, my heavenly Father, high and mighty, King of kings, Lord of lords, the only ruler of rulers, you behold everyone on earth from your throne. I humbly ask that you look favorably on my president, members of Congress, and justices, and fill them with the grace of your Holy Spirit, so that they bend to your will and walk in your way. Bountifully give them your heavenly gifts. Grant them health, strength, and long life. Strengthen them that they may disable and overcome all my enemies. May they receive your everlasting joy and faithfulness after this life as well, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Almighty God, you have given me grace at this time to make my common supplication to you, and you have promised through your well-beloved Son to send your Holy Spirit. Fulfill now, O Lord, my desires and petitions as may be best for me, granting me in this world knowledge of your truth and in the age to come, life everlasting. Pray to God freely about what has moved you today. Turn your thoughts to Him and enjoy His presence. We offer the following as prayer topic suggestions. For courage to share the good news of the kingdom of God. For those who work in retail. Thank you for listening to DevoCast.